Shereen? Shereen Roberts?
I'm on the WBI LSB and the PNB. I think the affiliate is probably our only real growth enterprise, if you will, at this point. And I think it's terribly important that the diversity that is in the world be reflected in our approach to increasing our affiliates. And I hope that some work actually gets done. I'm very disappointed by the language of exclusion, exclusion, exclusion that will be involved in the voting. And I think it's a horrible way to use our energy, but it seems that's what folks want.
Nancy Zabarnaritomi. Nancy, are you there?
Speaking from Houston, Texas. I've been a board member of KPFT for, let's see, I think 4 years, no, 5 years. No, four years. This is my second affiliate meeting. I hope I can help and learn how we can get important stuff out in a wider area. I'm also in a group of promoting HR 676, which is expansion of Medicare from the sperm to the worm, so you don't have to wait till 65. Anyway, only three House of Reps from Houston have signed it, and Texas is the pit. I mean, in every way of human rights. So I know I can learn a whole bunch from this. Well, I plan to from this group. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm Teresa Allen, and I'm from KPFT, and I have been on this task force pretty steadily since Marty Derlin and Vicky Santa wrote up the documentation, and we got it passed in the bylaws. Actually, was it in? I don't think it's even. Yes, we wrote the documentation into the bylaws about how many affiliate directors we would have and how they would be selected, which was a challenge. And I've been to NFCB, and I have been to Grassroots Radio Conference in, I guess, about six times, and got a chance to meet Pete Seeger, and got a chance to meet many, many wonderful people at many different small radio stations and big radio stations across the United States. Been inspirational. Ursula, you want to introduce yourself? Are you Ursula?
Yeah, I'm not sure what to say. I'm a staff person.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll learn more about you later.
I think everybody knows me on this call, so.
All righty. So we were going to have a discussion about membership, and it's 9:20 Eastern. So I would like to limit this. We've already discussed it briefly, I would say not more than 10 minutes, or we will not get to any of the other things on the agenda. So I would recommend to start off that people read the documentation on PacificaNetwork.org, and I think we are encouraging as many people to be involved as possible, but I do think we want to be sure to vet the people that are the officers. Just that. Those are just my thoughts. Anyone else want to speak to this issue?
Well, I can, Teresa. I can speak to what I remember. Teresa, I'll speak.
Go ahead, Ursula.
Well, I remember very clearly the intent of this document because it went through a very lengthy process with many, many people's input. And the original intent was not for it to be exclusionary. It was kind of the opposite. The idea was that the Affiliates Task Force would be a task force of Pacifica, which would welcome people that were not necessarily part of the Pacifica governance structure that they would welcome people from throughout the entire network. And there was an intent to bring in as many people as possible. And the, as I recall, the restrictions on the officers was an attempt to balance that openness with kind of a check and balance to make sure that the, you know, that there was accountability to Pacific as an organization, because there was an understanding that there might be, you know, a lot of people on the task force that, you know, didn't have the responsibility of to Pacifica that Pacifica board members were. So the reason that was put in there was as a kind of a check to the unusually open nature of this task force of inviting anybody who was interested in the network. That was the intent when this document was made.
Okay, anyone else want to say anything?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Shereen.
Okay. I was saying, since I put the item on the agenda, normally you let the person who brought the item speak first, but, you know, let's not be terribly formal. I appreciate Ursula's statement about wanting to have some level of accountability. I don't know if I would necessarily use the word accountability. I think if someone's going to take their time and energy to participate, that they're probably accountable. If you mean, I would prefer a language that say that the persons who are acting as officers, you might want to say that they are in fact a part of the governance structure, because in that way there is a clear process. Aside from the reporting back at the PNB meetings, there would be a clear process for someone on the LSB, for example, to get involved or to for a project that the LSB could do with affiliates in the area or something. So I don't think that there needs to be a restriction in terms of who the offices are. It's just really hard for me to understand this notion that we have committees that are much stricter in their structure. And any committee member that is on a committee call can vote. But we have a task force, which is supposed to be relaxed, but where you can't vote unless you've attended the two previous meetings. There are minutes there, which, you know, we hope are, there are minutes, and there are audio archives, although the last meeting was still not posted this morning when I tried to listen to it. But there are ways for people who may or may not be able to attend a particular meeting to participate. So to take away someone's voting rights when it comes to officers or anything else, frankly, because of their attendance at a, or non-attendance at a previous meeting is problematic. And as I said, I will bring it to the PNB and to governance, because I think that's not how we're supposed to be functioning. And I'm also... I'm going to go back to why I raised this membership issue. Those lists, many of the lists, have not been updated for whatever reason. It shouldn't take someone doing an investigation or pointing fingers at LSBs for dragging their feet, when in fact LSBs had, for the most part, conducted their nominations, selections, elections, whatever the case is, by March and April. I think there might have been one that didn't get around to it until May for any number of reasons. We know how sometimes these meetings operate. But even today, in the calling of the attendance, there are people who haven't been on any affiliates' calls for years, whose names are still being called. There are people who were polled three times earlier this year and did not indicate any interest whatsoever. Their names are still being called. So there's a problem with how the membership, however loose we want to define it, is in fact being recorded on what is supposed to be our official website. The PNB secretary should be contacted and asked specifically for the names of those persons who were sent through their LSB, because you can volunteer, but you have to volunteer through your LSB. That's my understanding of how these committees and task forces work. Those with open membership, and there is in fact more than one with open membership. But there's a process, and I want to know why, after months of it having been raised, I remember being on a call where, in fact, I wasn't allowed to speak to it. But here we are, two or three months later, and we're still calling the names of people who have nothing to do with the task force. So I would like to make a motion, because I think we should do better. And the motion, and I'd appreciate it if you could write it down, because I probably will not be able to repeat it, and I'm not on the Internet, that the PNB secretary be contacted by the secretary pro tem, that the committee, that all the directors on the task force be copied on the email, asking for a list of those persons who are members of the 2015 task force by virtue of having been elected, selected, appointed, nominated, whatever process you want to use, through their LSB.
Actually, I did that.
Without
objection. Here's your motion. PNB secretary be contacted by the secretary pro tem, and all task force members be CC'd.
All directors. I believe I said directors.
Only task force. I thought you said members. You want directors?
I believe I immediately corrected it to directors, because the directors are
no members. Okay. For the list of all task force members appointed through their LSB.
Appointed, elected, selected, whatever. You can use all those words. Different bodies use different processes.
Okay. I would like to say something before we vote on this. I did. I already did that. And the secretary, at the time, the secretary's response was kind of, I won't say dismissive, but
okay, don't characterize it. Just be careful when you characterize people's responses.
That's why I said I won't call it dismissive, but she did not give me a definite answer. It's like I don't remember her exact words, but it's like, well, that's not my responsibility because it's a task force. And that kind of fits to my explanation that task forces have always been different than committees. She thought that because it was a task force, she did not have responsibilities to keep such close tabs on it. So I'll be happy to contact her again. I'll be happy to do that. Is there any objection to this motion? Hearing none, passed without objection. Okay, the time is up for this matter. The next item is election of officers. Okay, so do we have any nominations for the chair, let's say, shall we do it one at a time, for the chair, what do you call it, co-facilitator? Do we have any nominations?
Yes.
I have a point of order before we do that.
All right. Go ahead, Serene. What's your point of order?
Okay. I believe it is improper and extremely, extremely improper to limit the chairpersonship of a task force to members of the PNB, and I wish to give notice that regardless of who gets voted where, that I will bring this to the PNB for rescission. And I want to do it before rather than after, because I want to be clear it's unattached to the result.
I want to go ahead and nominate
somebody. Serene Roberts gives notice that it is improper for
I'm giving notice of my intention.
Mm-hmm.
It is my opinion that it is improper. It is my intention
to
bring this matter before the PNB for rescission, because it is inappropriate, in my view, to artificially limit the leadership of a task force.
All Okay. Okay. So you're giving notice. All right, fine. Chandra, you're next on the agenda.
Okay. Before I make a nomination, I'd like to say, as a point of order, that we've spent an hour and a half talking about not accomplishing anything as regards to the business of the affiliate task force when we could have been conducting business. And I don't see how, whether we have PNB reps as chairs or other people as chairs, makes one heck of a difference. The point of the task force is to take care of this. And I would like to see us do that, the sooner the better. And I nominate Janice Lane Ewart.
I have a point of order.
Janice Lane Ewart. Just a minute, Chandra. Janice Lane Ewart has been accepted. And Chandra Hopman. Janice Lane Ewart. Okay. I believe that she accepted it last meeting when it was offered. So I don't think there's a problem with her not accepting it. Are there any other nominations?
I have a point of order, Teresa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Serena. Point of order.
Okay. Ms. Hauptmann's comments were not a point of order. They were argument. And I would like to make a point of personal privilege in response to her statement.
Okay. A point of personal privilege, then. Go ahead.
I want to thank you for your tone. It's, like, really... really good of you.
I'm trying to be friendly.
I know exactly what you're trying to be, and you're doing a good job. The point is that an hour ago, I suggested we move on with business because nothing was happening. Instead, an hour later, someone wants to raise an objection to my comment, which is argument, and they get to couch it as a point of order, and you, as the fair, impartial person that you are,
mm-hmm.
allow it. You can't treat people any way you want and expect them mm-hmm. to just shut up and ride with it.
Okay.
You can't.
Tell me when your point of personal privilege is finished.
It'll stop the moment you stop being so condescending. When do you plan to do that? Because you've done it on every call.
Well,
when do you think you'll be able to stop that?
I'm trying not to be condescending. I'm sorry if
really?
You interpret it that way. I'm just trying to get the meeting conducted.
You should listen to the archive if it gets
okay.
posted.
Ursula? Ursula,
yes.
Are you on the phone? Okay, Ursula,
I'm here.
Can you go to the structure and read the mission of this task force? Maybe that will get us on track.
We're in the middle of nominations. Someone made a point of order. I made a point. I gave notice. No, what are you doing? You can't just randomly decide what you want to do on a call. This is not.
Well, I'm trying to.
Chatting. This is a meeting.
I tell you what. We'll do this after we do these.
We will follow the agenda.
Right. I understand.
We will follow the agenda.
Excuse me. Point of personal privilege on my part. Yes.
You're good at that.
In order for you and Chandra and other people not to be offended, I'm hoping we can maybe listen to what the purpose of this task force is and get on track. Because this is disruptive to what we're trying to achieve here. And I think you're feeling it, and Chandra Hopman's feeling it. I think we're all feeling it. I would like to get to the item number 5 on the agenda, which is now item 6. So
we can do the work. I suggested that an hour ago. But let's
I understand, but you didn't, excuse me, you didn't want, I'm
you
sorry,
are
but
pretending, you are pretending, and you're asking us to buy into the pretend
that
what Chandra Hopman just said was a point
chair.
Of order.
Excuse me.
It was not a
excuse
point
me.
Of order.
Serena Roberts, you are out of order. You're out of
yes,
order.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Okay.
Teresa.
Okay. The next item, okay, we have now taken a nomination of Janice Lane Ewart as a co-facilitator. Do we have any objections? Okay, so she has been approved by acclamation. Okay. Do we have any other nominations for co-facilitator?
I'm sorry, this is Serene. I want to go on record as abstaining. I think this process is wrong.
Okay. Serene Roberts, on record as abstaining.
Adriana Casnev, on record, want to be on record that I'm abstaining too. And I think that this process is really false.
Okay. I have you both down as on record as abstaining.
Nancy on the stack.
Nancy from
yes,
KDFC
Houston.
Go ahead,
yes,
Nancy.
Ditto. Me too.
All right, Nancy, you are on record by Barnard Tomey on record as abstaining.
Yeah. Please do things carefully. I mean, look,
I am. Yeah, I'm sorry, Adriana and Nancy, you missed the first part of the meeting where we had discussed some of these aspects. Okay, I'm putting my name in as co-facilitator. If there's anyone else that would like to put their name in as co-facilitator, we're supposed to have two facilitators.
This is Serene.
Campbell Johnson.
Go ahead, Serene.
I would like to nominate Campbell Johnson and Robert Rabin.
All right. Nominate Robert Rabin and Campbell Johnson. Okay, well, Campbell does not qualify because he's not a director. Robert Rabin, would you like to accept this?
I disagree, and I would like to make a point of order.
Just a minute. I'd like to find, first of all, whether Robert Rabin accepts this nomination. Robert, are you there? All right. He does not respond. Go ahead with your point of order.
This task force has no right, I don't care where it's posted, has no right to exclude any member of the task force from seeking a position as an officer.
Okay. Serene, Robert. One, two, three, two, three, four, five, six. On record, that affiliate task force.
It's a point of order.
No. Oh, it's a point of order. Okay.
That's
point of order. Okay. Well.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Right. Are you asking for a ruling, Serene?
This is Adriana Casnei with
that
point of information.
The point of order, yes.
Just a minute. So you're asking me for a ruling?
I'm making a point of order.
Mm-hmm.
The chair either agrees with the point of order or disagrees with the point of order.
Chair disagrees according to the structure which was read by Ursula Rudenberg about half an hour ago.
I appeal the ruling of the chair, and I want a roll call for it.
Okay. You want to state your reasoning for your point of order again?
Yeah, the bylaws have no provision to discriminate against any member of any committee or task force. And the argument that because we have a looser formation than a committee, that our rules can therefore discriminate, where no committee makes that differentiation between which member of the committee can do what, doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
Adriana?
Ursula? Okay, just a minute. I'm going to, as my argument for my position, I would like Ursula to read again
point of
structure, which is from, just a minute, can you please not interrupt
point
me,
of order.
Campbell? Can you please not interrupt me while I'm finishing?
You're going to be reading the same thing. There's no authority.
That's right, which Adriana Casanave has not heard. and which Nancy Sabara Naratomi has not heard, and if you want them to vote on it,
and
I think
that they
have a right.
And you aren't answering the issue.
Pardon me?
What authority was there for this to be on the website? Just that it was on the website, you tried to state at one time that it was part of the bylaws, and that's absolutely wrong.
Now, I did not state that it was part of the bylaws. Shonda Hoffman said that.
Adriana, for the staff.
Okay. We are now, the chair has a right to defend my point of view in responding to her point of order. And I made a ruling, and she objected to the ruling. So we are now going to have Ursula read the two paragraphs or the sentences from the structure.
Madam Chair.
Ursula, can you do that?
Teresa, who is she? Who is she? Are you talking about? There are a lot of women.
I'm asking Ursula to please read what you read before, which was passed in 2011, I believe.
First you said 5 years ago. Ursula said 3 years ago. So we don't know when it was passed.
Then
we don't know by whom it was passed. And I'm damn sure the PNB doesn't know anything about it.
Well, yeah, I know that
it was passed.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. When will be my time to talk?
You may call your point of order. I will give it highest priority.
No, it's not the point of order. No, it's not the point of order. What I see is back and forth different members. What I want to say is a very important point that has to do with this. Do you think that at some point in time I can have the floor?
You may have the floor after Ursula reads the part of
What is the idea of reading something that you already sent and then you made?
Well, ma'am, Adriana, if you had listened, you would have heard me explain that this is something that you did not hear because you came on the call late.
What I know, Teresa, is that the same thing where we were told in our LSV, the same lie that was part of the bylaw, that only the chair of the committees need to be LSV members. And then we realized that was a lie, and it's not true. It's not part of the bylaw.
Excuse me. Ursula, can you hear me? Ursula.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello. Can you please read the item from the Pacifica structure, which I believe you said was passed in 2011?
Yes, 2011.
All right. Please read those lines again.
I have a point of information. Can someone please tell us the date of the meeting? Because I really have to go back and listen to that. That's incredible to me. We would put that level of discrimination into a motion as to how it happened.
You're not acknowledged, Serene. Would you, Ursula? Would you please read it?
5 years.
You want the part about the voting? Is that
yes?
That is when voting.
What you read
is
before.
Yeah, when voting is involved, only task force members who have attended 3 consecutive meetings, the meeting of the vote and 2 meetings immediately prior to the vote, shall be allowed to vote. The task force will elect co-meeting facilitators. We shall be PNB directors who are elected members of the task force, and a secretary who shall be any member of the task force. In order to select permanent yearly facilitators, there shall be a pro tem facilitator for the first 3 months. The task force shall meet a minimum of once a month.
Okay. All right. So we're now ready to vote on Serene's objection to the decision of the chair. The chair's decision had to do with stating that Campbell Johnson cannot be nominated. So if you support the chair, please say yes.
You need to read my point of order. That is not what I said. Read my point of order.
Serene Roberts' point of order that the affiliate task force has no right. That's all I got.
I'm sorry. After talking several times for more than 10 minutes, you're telling me you didn't get what I wrote initially, the point of order against which you ruled?
Well, first of all, you debated it, and then you said, I'm just arguing, that's not my point of order. And then you stated the point of order, and I didn't get it all down.
Might I suggest, Doreen, that you email it to
Might I suggest
Teresa?
That you wait till you have the floor?
I'm sorry.
Well, I thought this would be helpful to you.
I don't need your help. I need you to observe the same rules as the rest of us.
Chandra, she cannot email anything. She's in a car, I think. So, Serene, do you want to state your point of order again, Serene?
I want to suggest that it is 9:51, and we should put this thing down because it's not going anywhere, and get some real work done.
No, I think that you have been disruptive on purpose because you didn't want to hold the elections. So, adjourning now would achieve your objective.
Miss Allen, Mrs. Allen, your feelings are irrelevant at this point. You cannot make a statement about my intention. It is improper and out of order.
Furthermore, you cannot
have difficulty understanding simple language.
You're out of order.
Let's move on to the rest of the business. I made a point of order more than 10 minutes ago. We discussed it. You spoke to it several times, and now you're telling me you don't.
And I'm asking you. I'm asking you to state your point of order. If you cannot, then we will not vote on it.
What you just said was that I came to disrupt the meeting and prevent it from happening. That is out of order. It is also untrue. It is incredibly presumptuous of you, and you should not chair if you cannot do so with a level of decency and responsibility. All of which are missing from the comment you just made.
Okay. Obviously, you don't want me to chair, but that's not the way it is.
No, obviously, I want you to be a decent chair.
You're out of order. How dare you, John? That's enough. Okay, Serene. If you cannot state your point of order, then there will be no need for us to vote on it.
Teresa, I not only made the point of order. I believe I gave you time to read it back.
No,
so for you,
didn't.
You to now tell
going
for
to
you
forward,
to
no, you didn't.
Me.
So, Serene,
I don't know where you think you are.
Serene, do you want to your point of order?
Madam Chair, can anybody hear me or my
Adriana, I can only handle one point of order at a time. Would you please give
That's why maybe you should listen.
I am listening.
Madam Chair, may I finish? If you rule something
No, you may not. Actually,
you rule.
Actually, excuse me, Adriana Casanate.
No, you
Adriana.
Overtalk. You cannot overtalk the whole time, Teresa. I'm very sorry.
Okay. If Serene Roberts cannot restate her point of order, we're going to move on.
What's your rule out of order?
That you don't even know if you don't even know what it was.
I thought what I was ruling out of order was you had a point of order that you wanted to nominate Robert Rabin and Calvin Johnson, and I made a statement that Calvin could not. I mean, not Calvin. Campbell could not run. So we are not going to vote on Campbell Johnson because, according to what I had Ursula read, he is not eligible to run because he's not a director, and he previously served as a co. And he previously served as a co-facilitator under these rules.
So what? This is 2015.
So I think he should understand that.
You're making another misrepresentation, Madam Chair. And this clearly is a very important thing that you want to be able to run roughshod over. But I think that your intentions are becoming profoundly clear.
As are yours. Okay.
Madam Chair, I think that somebody needs to rule you out of order. I think that you believe you don't understand what the chair. Maybe I will give you a book, The Rule of the Robert Rule of Order.
Interesting. Well, because we're
being
a
chair,
you don't actually
being a chair,
have.
That doesn't mean that you can
Adriana,
talk about everybody else. And
Adriana, you
on
can.
The other
Adriana,
people. Yeah, keep over talking over me. Yeah, keep doing it, Teresa. That is exactly
okay,
the point.
Serene, we are dealing with Serene's point of order. And
no, you ruled her out of order. And
okay, I ruled her out of order.
Out of order. If you
okay,
don't know
now
what
we are
mean.
Now going to we're now going to vote to whether or not to support the chair. Yes, we'll support the chair. No, we'll support Serene's point of order. I'm Tina.
But according
Teresa.
To you,
Teresa,
I don't have an opportunity to vote, right?
Point of order. All right, Antina, yes or no?
You cannot take a vote. I made a point of order. You ruled it out of order. You ruled against it. And now you're saying you can't even repeat what I said, so we don't even know what you claim was wrong
well,
with
let
what
me
I
ask
said.
You, can,
and
let
now
me
you
ask
want
you.
To try to vote?
I told you what I thought we. I told you what I thought was your point of order that I ruled on, and you said it wasn't.
Teresa,
so
Teresa,
if it's different, then tell
you
me.
You didn't even have a
if
complete
it's different,
sentence.
Then tell
what are you
me.
Talking about? What are you talking about? What do you claim you read? You don't. You can't even read a complete sentence. What is it you're claiming you read?
I didn't claim I read anything.
You
didn't
just,
give anything
oh,
to
woman,
me in
please.
Writing. You told me what your point of order was.
And you repeated it because you were taking
well,
the notes.
You, so you so you repeat it. If you can remember what it is, Serene, go ahead and repeat it.
Of course I don't remember it. That's why we have a secretary who was supposedly writing it down and the same person serving as chair who opposes it. So what is it
okay,
exactly
well,
you are
so,
opposing?
So let me ask you this, Serene. What is it really that important? What is your point of order? Can you remember what it is?
Is it really that important? And you don't think that's
if it's really that important,
you
wouldn't
know,
you remember what your point of order
a joke.
Is?
You're a joke.
Hey, guys, this is Ursula. I need to check out pretty soon.
Okay, well, I would like to move forward on the agenda. And obviously, there are some people that don't want us to have elections
that
tonight.
Is out of order.
But we already
that
voted, and the majority
and
the majority of people on this
call.
Chair.
You don't have
Teresa,
that.
You're out of order. You cannot describe motive.
Okay.
Who do you think that you are?
I think I'm the chair pro tem.
Well, you are the chair pro tem, and you have the crystal ball. You know what is in the other people's mind? That must be something new. Maybe we can use some of your power for the benefit of Pacifica.
Okay. Adriana, let me ask you this. If the majority of the people on this call took a vote, and they voted to keep the elections on the agenda tonight, do they not have a right in this meeting to have
you are asking
their
me?
Point,
you
know,
I mean,
yes.
If you are asking, you are asking me. You are going over all the process. You are.
No, you're telling me that I'm crazy. You're telling me that I'm crazy and unfair.
Again, can you see? Can you hear yourself?
Nobody said you were. Nobody said you were crazy. What are you talking about?
That is your invention. Who says so? When I told you that you were crazy.
You just told
I mean,
me that it was
wrong?
Unfair.
What is wrong? What unfair is not the same
thing. I'll ask you this, Adriana. I'll ask you
I'm
this.
Sorry,
you tell me
Teresa,
I'm wrong.
But, Teresa, I'm sorry that I was thinking
being
that
wrong,
I was
being crazy
the only one with the thing.
Thank you. I accept your apology.
Wrong.
I'm glad that you say that you're sorry.
No, I said that you were. No, I'm sorry that you don't understand that the only second language people is me. No, you. In your English, obviously, crazy is the same thing that unfair.
Unfair.
But maybe I need to
all right. Okay. Unfair is the word. Okay. Unfair. So tell me, what is unfair about the fact that before you came on the call, the majority of the people said that they wanted the election of officers on the agenda, and we had extensive discussion, and the majority said they wanted to have these elections. Tell me how that is unfair.
What is unfair that you use your position as chair as overrule everybody and overtalk over everybody and do the process the way that you want it with total disregard of what the Robert Rule of Orders are and what the Pacifica bylaws are. That is my concern.
Okay,
I don't know what
well,
happened
first
before,
of all,
but I know what are you doing since I'm in the call.
First of all, it is not unfair. We don't have to abide
okay,
by...
Okay, perfect. I believe it the other way around. Mm-hmm. We were talking about, calling names, talking about people and intentions of people. Do you think that is what the chair does?
Well, I'm telling you this, Adriana,
yeah,
and I'm telling the whole committee.
Yeah, you are the chair.
Will you let this committee vote again? Do we have to vote again? They voted that they want to have elections. The majority wants the election. Is that unfair? I'm trying to have the election.
I'm sorry. My English is not
okay.
Good enough to explain
Let's
it to you.
Let us proceed. Let us proceed with the election.
Another point of order.
Oh, another point of order. Go ahead.
See, I'm not even going to try to characterize your behavior because it speaks for itself.
Don't waste your time. Yeah.
I am entitled to make a point of order.
Yes.
If the chair wishes to rule against it, disagree, she may do so.
Mm-hmm.
But she cannot, as secretary, fail to write down my point of order, then rule it out of order, then read a portion of it with no real substance. That's the portion she read. I have a point of order. Nothing about what I actually said. And then say, oh, well, since you can't remember what I was supposed to have written down. And
so what is your point of order? What is your point of order?
Why are you interrupting me now? Why are you interrupting me now?
Because now you're arguing rather than making your point of order.
Excuse me. I have the floor.
And you're trying to postpone the election.
Okay, there you go again. It is out of order for you to do that. I am indifferent, as I said at the beginning. I know what the
results
are going
to be. If you are indifferent, please state your point of order.
You need.
State your point of order. Not your argument. State your point of order.
Hey, Teresa, I don't work in your kitchen. You don't get to shout over me. This is a meeting that you're supposed to be chairing. If you can't chair it, you should step down and let somebody else do it. But your attitude right now, entirely inappropriate.
My attitude? I have a bad attitude?
You're attributing motive repeatedly, completely out of order.
Okay.
As a member, it would be out of order. As a chair, it is obscene.
Good people, good people on this call, who voted because they wanted an election, and your repeated disruptive points of order, which you can't even repeat,
you see,
the election.
There you go again.
As though it is my deficit.
State your point of order.
It is
state
your
point of order.
Teresa Allen.
Yes?
It is your failure.
State your point of order.
Why are you doing this?
I'm giving you an opportunity to have it, to state it again
no,
so I can write it down.
I don't need you to I don't need you to give me a thing. I need you to behave as a chair should.
Which
yes.
means
that because
I am trying. I'm trying very hard.
You are interrupting me. Stop it.
Because you are not stating your point of order.
One word, impartiality.
She doesn't know
the name of it. Okay. Unless there is a point of order specific, we are now going to vote
repeatedly. And now you've
okay,
decided
I have
a point of order.
I have one I have nominated myself for co-facilitator, and you have nominated Robert Rabin. Is Robert on the call? Okay. According to the structure as read,
I have a point of order.
Campbell is okay. Please state your point of order.
Neither the Pacifica bylaws, nor Robert's rules, nor any procedure that the PNB has adopted provides for discrimination against a member of the body from running for a position as an officer. This process that y'all are pushing through based on a motion that was either a policy that was a, quote, policy, that was adopted either 5 years ago, depending on what you said, or 3 years ago, depending on what someone else said, or in 2011, which is the latest iteration. None of those allow for what you guys are trying to do here today.
It is improper.
Can you put that in writing? Is that okay? Is that your complete point of order?
Did I not tell you I'm in a car with no computer access?
Okay. Well, I cannot possibly write that down.
This is John Quinn. So I have to have another meeting going on.
Okay.
I'm trying to take it down. Serene, I have neither the Pacifica bylaws nor Robert's rules allow for. Can you continue? And I'll keep writing.
Provide for something. Discrimination. Discrimination.
Serene, could you please continue? I have neither the Pacifica bylaws nor Robert's rules.
Provide for discrimination.
Nor any policy within Pacifica. Provide for discrimination against
nor
a member of a body.
Nor any policy within Pacifica. Okay, go ahead.
Provide for discrimination against a member of a body.
Okay.
In terms of running for office.
Discrimination or any policy within Pacifica.
Oh, my God.
Of a member?
Discrimination against a member.
Okay. All right.
From
all right,
running
so,
for... Excuse me? Well, you can't write it down. She's trying to write it down. You're over-talking again.
She's trying to help you. Thank you, Chandra. Thank you.
No, she's trying to help you. You're the one who's supposed to be taking it down.
All right. This sounds like it was actually your original point of order, which I've also I've already addressed. Okay. So I'm glad. Thank you very much for reconstructing.
Two things.
Are we ready to vote?
I would like to hear what Chandra has, because I thought you wrote it down last time too, and it turns out you wrote down five words or something.
Yeah. Go ahead, Chandra.
Okay. Neither the Pacifica bylaws nor Robert's rules nor any policy within Pacifica provide for discrimination of a member. Is there anything else I'm supposed to add?
I give up. You know,
against
discrimination
a
against a member.
Provide for discrimination against a member.
Of a body.
Okay, against a member.
Against a member of a body.
Of a body.
Mm-hmm. With regard to running for office.
In terms of running for office is what she
originally
said.
There you go. I'm happy you got it the second time around.
Thank you.
Against a member of a body with regard to running for office.
Mm-hmm. I think she said I said in terms of. Which do you have, Teresa?
I had in terms of. That's what I wrote the first time.
Well, the second time, because you claimed that you didn't have anything the first time.
Right. I didn't. You know what? I didn't catch it. You know what? Mea culpa.
No, that's fine. But I'm saying don't say it's the first time, because this is actually the third time we're trying
to do it.
Well,
the first time of the second time you brought it up.
Oh, my God.
The first time I asked you
to
repeat it, you couldn't.
Please.
So can we vote on this? Can we vote now? Okay.
Can I read it back? Neither the Pacifica bylaws nor Robert's rules nor any policy within Pacifica provide for discrimination against a member of a body in terms of running for office.
Against a member of a body.
Mm-hmm. Who is running for office?
In terms of running for office.
I'm sorry, Chandra?
Yes, in terms of running for office?
Within the body. I mean, we don't want there to be any confusion about us talking about outside of
a member of a body in terms of running for office within a body?
Within the body.
Okay. All right. Ankine, do you want to say, do you support the chair or not? Okay, no vote. Adriana Casanave, yes or no?
No, I don't support the chair.
No. Okay, thank you. John Crumshaw?
You're welcome.
Okay, John is gone from the call. Chandra, yes or no? Chandra?
I'm in the pass right now.
Okay. All right. Of course, I'm chair. I say yes. Campbell Johnson?
No.
No. Okay. Michael Novick? Michael Novick? No answer.
He said he had to leave. He's speaking somewhere. He said that a while ago.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Steve Pride? No. No answer. Robert Rabin? No response. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Thank you, Sean. Yes. Serene? Serene Roberts?
I oppose discrimination.
No. Thank you. And Nancy Sabara Naritomi?
No. I object to the chair.
No. Okay.
My vote is no.
And thank you for the no. Okay. And was there anyone else that passed? No. Is there anyone who did not cast their vote, or I didn't call your name?
I guess it's Chandra.
Okay, yeah, Chandra, you're the one.
Yes
supports the chair, and no does not.
Oh, my God.
Well, the question is, well, you've read it several times.
I guess I have to say yes.
All right, okay. Okay, yes, 1, 2, 3, 3 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4 no. Okay, so so I guess you want to be able to vote for Campbell Johnson for chair, is that what you're saying, for co-facilitator?
You're saying he has a right to run.
Okay, so you say he has a right to run. Okay.
That's what the vote just said.
So we now have three people nominated for the co-facilitator. And that would be Robert Rabin, Teresa Allen, and Campbell Johnson.
I have a point of information.
Yeah. Hello? Hello? Who has a point of information?
Roberts has a
Hello?
Point of information.
Who has a point of information?
Roberts has a point of information.
Oh, Roberts. Okay, Serene, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. I thought I understood you earlier to say that Janice Lane Ewart had accepted, and that although she wasn't present at the meeting, that would not be a bar. So I don't know why you didn't just mention her name. And I would like to know whether Robert Rabin also accepted at the previous meeting.
Actually, Robert Rabin was not on the previous meeting, although I did speak with him earlier today, and I asked him if he wanted to run, and he said no, he couldn't possibly do that. But since he's not on the call, I don't want to speak for him.
So, well, I'm confused then. I'm being confused by what you said. You announced his name when you're telling us now that he said he wasn't going to be able to do it, and you did not announce Janice's name when you said she did say she wanted to do it. So who are the candidates?
Well, we already voted on Janice. There was no objection. Actually, three people abstained. But
yeah, I don't.
She has been voted on. She's voted yes. We voted for her. Yes. And
okay.
Now we have three other names in the hat.
Serene for the stack.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. In the future, I think when there are more than one position open, we should not vote in a single candidate without knowing who all the candidates are. I believe that's generally mm-hmm. how we do our elections when the seat is open. Mm-hmm. All the elections happen at once, but at any rate, what has happened has happened. I think since Robert has conveyed to you that he's not going to be able to serve, that raising him as a candidate on a poll where he's not present does not make a great deal of sense. So I
can appreciate that, Serene, but I'd be afraid that
Teresa, you can let me finish my statement. I did ask for the floor. You did recognize me.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chair doesn't mean you just jump in. It means you make sure that others get heard, everybody gets heard, by asking for the floor. So you can ask for the floor, too. Put yourself on the stack. I think that since he's indicated that he's not able to serve and he's not here now because there's a huge storm in the Caribbean, four people in Dominica have actually died, that he should not be brought in as a candidate. I don't understand that. So I would respectfully suggest that I think he would actually be a great chair if he had the time to do it, but he doesn't, according to what you say. So I don't understand why he's in the mix. Thanks.
Okay.
May I ask a question?
I'm sorry. What? First of all,
point of information.
Point of information. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, let me understand this correctly.
I can't hear you very well.
Okay. I'm trying to understand. We have two openings for co-chair of this task force. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
Obviously, when you have two openings or more than one candidate, obviously we need to vote, right? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And if I don't mistake, the votes are secret. I mean, we don't vote verbally. We vote through ballots. Okay.
Yeah.
Then it means, if I understand correctly, we have how many candidates you said? Four candidates for two openings, right?
Well, yes. First we had one nomination and we voted on it.
No, we cannot.
I asked if there were any nominations and there was only one nomination. And so we voted on that. Then
something that there are two openings, we say number one and number two, that's not the way that you vote, right? If you have two openings, you need to vote. If you don't have any other candidate, it's fine. But if you have three or four candidates for two openings, obviously need to be voted on. It's not that we eliminate this one and then all the others will fight for the second place. That doesn't make any sense, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'd be happy to discuss it some other time at length with you because we could probably discuss this for a couple hours.
Are you being facetious? I'm sorry.
But, unfortunately, at this rate, we won't be able to get to review
Are you making fun of me?
No.
Are you being facetious?
I would not even attempt to do that.
I don't understand the tone. I'm sorry. I think that I make a valid point. I'm a PMB member like you are, and I know that I read the bylaws. And what I'm saying, what I'm trying to state, what is or shouldn't.
Adriana, please
don't say that we will talk and decide. That's why I ask you.
Adriana,
I would encourage you
to please have
point
a discussion
order.
With me. Let me respond to her, please.
I have a point of order.
Let me finish the sentence before you bring up your point of order, please. I encourage you, Adriana, to bring to me whatever it says about how task forces in Pacifica can conduct their business in the bylaws. Because it's not in there.
I'm very sorry.
Go ahead.
That's not the question.
Go ahead. Okay, that's what it sounded like to me.